This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in a familiar spot of calmly explaining U.S. President Donald Trump to a nation on edge. With the president hospitalized with coronavirus, Mr. Trump's loyal number two will be the public face of an administration and campaign just weeks ago before the election. During Wednesday's vice presidential debate, Pence will be asked to explain the president's health, as well as the flurry of confusing White House accounts of his well-being. Meanwhile, President Trump's doctors say he could be discharged from the hospital as early as this Monday. Nine ballots discarded in Pennsylvania, a mail carrier who altered a handful of affidavit ballot applications, people being sent double ballots. In the run-up to the election day, U.S. President Donald Trump is seizing on small, potentially routine voting issues to suggest the election is rigged. Although there is no concrete evidence there is any widespread voter fraud, as the president has suggested, nevertheless, his comments have been amplified by his campaign supporters and allies, including Attorney General William Barr, adding heft to the claims. With a shift to the conservatives pending, the U.S. Supreme Court is opening a new term. Eight justices are getting back to work Monday, less than a month before the presidential election, after their colleague, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, died last month. The Senate could confirm President Donald Trump's nominee for Ginsburg's seat, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, before Election Day. They're also working in the midst of a pandemic that has forced the court to meet by telephone. Recapping top story of Vice President Mike Pence, now the face of the campaign and the administration, while President Trump recovers from the coronavirus.